Now, before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring. Heir according to the promise. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded. As if being imprisoned were not enough, we were also guarded by the law. By the law which imprisoned us, and the law which, according to Paul here in this letter, to the churches in Galatia, that we were guarded, imprisoned and guarded. We were under the auspices of a disciplinarian, a punisher, one who was there to make sure that we followed the rules, to make sure if we didn't, that we had to have consequences to that as well. I know that parents have always struggled with that. If parents have not had to struggle with how to do discipline, then you are fortunate and talented as parents. It's always a tricky tightrope, it seems. You want your children to understand your actions have consequences, but at times you want to spare them on the full brunt of the consequences. But then you realize, well, if you do that, then they don't hear that choices have results, that there are consequences to our actions. When I was growing up, my parents told me when we started school, if you get a spanking in school — that was back in the day when they used to spank quite often in schools, shows how old I am — but if you get a spanking in school, then you will get another spanking when you get home. Oh, some people nod their heads, yes, yes, yes. And it wasn't like when you get home, you get to explain what happened and everything else. No, it was if you get a spanking, then you get another spanking when you get home. No questions asked. I had some teachers that if they had known that they could get two for one, they would have taken full advantage of that. They really would have. And you could say, well, but then, you know, you get a spanking at school, it's not like you run home and say, guess what, I got a spanking. But remember, I grew up in Marietta. My dad's business was one block from the school, and my mother taught at the high school. They would know almost before I knew that I was getting a spanking, they would know about it. So there was no hiding anything. But it was that disciplinarian. If you get a spanking at school, you get a spanking at home. And I knew the spanking at home would be worse than the spanking at school. So that was just the rule. That was a rule that we followed. And for those who followed after Abraham in the Old Testament, that was the rule that they followed. Not so much spanking, but something much worse, being separated from God, going to the place of Sheol, the place of separation from God in death forever and ever. And so they understood the drastic nature of their sins. It did not necessarily stop them from sinning, but they understood that, and they feared God, and they feared the discipline of the law. But that was, as Paul says here, before faith came. Before faith came. He says when Christ came that we were justified. Until Christ came so that we might be justified by faith. Justified by faith. Now, in our way of talking, if we do something that's wrong, sometimes we say, but I was justified in doing that. you know, I have a reason for doing that. That's not the same meaning of justified here. Justified here is a much broader meaning. It's a much bigger meaning. It means that we are made just. We are justified. We are made just through the faith that is ours through Jesus Christ. If you're like me, I go, I'm not sure I'm just. I'm not sure I'm just in everything that I do. I'm not sure that someone could look at me and say, there goes a just man. To me, if you're just, you're righteous. You're pure. You're right next to being significantly a disciple of Jesus Christ. But that was before faith came. When faith came through Jesus Christ, then we are made just by Jesus Christ, by the blood of the cross, through the power of the resurrection. In God's eyes, we are made just. And then also, it's the marvelous and wonderful way in which God encourages us. We are made just. We are going on to being just. God is making us just. Now, I believe that when we go to God in prayer, we have full access to God because we are just through Jesus Christ. But I believe God is also helping us to evolve, helping us to develop to the point to where we will truly be just in the eyes of God and in the eyes of the world, our powerful witness through the eyes of Christ. Before faith came, that was not possible. After faith came, then it is indeed reality through Jesus Christ. Then he continues on, he says in verse 25, no longer subject to a disciplinarian, no longer subject to the idea that the law is telling us exactly what to do, and when we fail the law, then the law disciplines us as well. No longer subject to that. This was revealed not just to the Jews, but then also to the Gentiles. The Magi, when they came to proclaim that the King of the Jews had been born and to worship him, were also proclaiming that this is not just King of the Jews, but also King of all. That's what Epiphany means, to be revealed. That has been revealed to the world. Paul is making sure that the world knows this is not just for the Jews, it's also for the Gentiles. The Gentiles have that ability also to no longer be under the disciplinarian, but also to be with Christ and to be justified through Christ and to live our lives free of the burden of the damnation of the law upon us. All of that has been revealed to us and to everyone. And then we have the great and glorious task of presenting that good news to other people, to saying you are no longer condemned by the law, no longer condemned because you did not follow the law, because we're all sinners, but we have been made just, but we have been made into God's children, which is also a point that he makes. Verse 26, for in Jesus Christ, you are all children of God through faith. Children of God through faith. That's a bold statement. You know, we might say, I'm a child of God, and move on with that. But for Paul to make it to the Gentiles and say, you are a child of God, is quite a bold statement, because people understood, we understand, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Son of God. Oops, we just said Jesus Christ is a child of God, the Son of God. And you go, wait a minute, we're going too far with that. We need to stop and make sure we're not saying that we are like Christ. But then we hear Paul's words and we realize Paul is saying God coming as the Son of God was giving to us the ability to be children of God and all that that means, that each and every one of us is a child of God with all the benefits of that heritage, and that we have the big responsibility to reach out to others and to be their epiphany, to reveal that to them, to reveal it to others who are suffering, to reveal it to others who have lost their way, reveal it to others who feel that they have made too many mistakes to be even sitting in the pews of our church, to reveal to them, no, through Jesus Christ, you are made just. Through Jesus Christ, you're no longer under the rule of the disciplinarian, the law. Through Jesus Christ, you are a child of God. Claim that heritage. I pray indeed that in this new year, we will understand how faith makes all the difference. We will put our faith, continue to put our faith into action in the ways that will be truly an epiphany to others, revealing to them that Christ came for them as well. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you for all the ways in which you reveal yourself to us. We pray indeed that as we walk before you this day and this year, that you would reveal to us opportunities to be of service to you in your name, providing to others the great and glorious good news that Christ came, that Christ died, that Christ was resurrected for all of our sins. Thank you for all the ways in which your grace is a part of our lives. Allow us to extend that abundant grace to others through Jesus Christ, our Savior. This we pray in Christ's most holy name. Amen.